Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
Take control of that if you release it to Him. If you remember that God is unstoppable, everything will fall in line for you. So don't forget that when you're singing this song, that our God is unstoppable. And those are not just simple words. Those are big words. So we're going to sing this bridge.
Nothing shall be impossible. Your kingdom reigns unstoppable. Shout your praise forevermore, Jesus our God.
Come on, come on.
Nothing shall be impossible. Your kingdom reigns unstoppable. We'll shout your praise forevermore,
Jesus our God.
Come on, declare it.
Nothing shall be impossible. Your kingdom reigns unstoppable. We'll shout your praise.
Declare to the Father this morning. I'm gonna sing, you are good.
You are good, you are good. When there's nothing good in me, you are love on display for all to see. You are light when the darkness closes in. You are hope, you have covered all my sins. You are peace when my fear is crippling. You are true, even in my wandering. You are joy, you're the reason that I sing. You are life, when you death has lost its sting.
The world forever. Come on, declare his name this morning. Yeah. My heart will sing, there's no other name but Jesus. Jesus. My heart will sing, no other name but Jesus. Jesus. My heart will sing, no other name. Declare the name of Jesus in this house this morning. Jesus, you are worthy to be honored and adored in this house today. And we give you glory. Come on, would you just give him a big hand clap of praise in this house today? He is so worthy. You're so worthy, Lord. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're so worthy, Jesus.
Of God, go before, lift me up, and as I wake, eyes of God, look upon, be my sight. Hallelujah. As I wait, heart of God, satisfy and sustain. As I hear the voice of God, lead me on, be my guide, be my guide. Before and behind me, in every eye that sees me, Christ be all around me. Yeah. As I go, hand of God, my defense, be my side. As I go, God, fall upon. me. Christ be all around me, above and below me, before and behind me, in every eye that sees me. Christ be all around me, above and below me, before and behind me, in every eye that sees me. Christ be all around me, above and below me,
that you will meet us where we are. Our heart's desire is to be like you. God, we worship you. We worship you, Jesus. Spirit, oh, I will. The sacrifice. I don't know if you guys realize, but we're asking for him to fill us up. But in return for him filling us up, we have to sacrifice. We have to let go of the things that are holding us hostage, that we're allowing to hold us hostage, whether that be depression, anxiety, financial situations, emotional situations, losing family members, anything in between. We have to give that to him. It is our sacrifice. It is our sacrifice for his sacrifice for us. So don't just sing those words and think, oh yes, you provide the fire, God. Remember that we have to provide the sacrifice in order to get that in return. So we're going to sing that one more time.
Father, we recognize this morning that it is impossible for you to meet the request to fill us up unless we are first willing to let you empty us out. We're not asking you to fill us up in addition to what's already inside of us. We're asking you to empty us out. And we recognize that in order for you to do that, that is a partnership. That you work with us. And so we have to lay down everything. Our fear, our anxiety, our control issues, our pain, our past, our history, our hopes, our dreams. We have to be willing to allow you to work with us to empty all of that out. Father, this morning, I'm praying that you would do that in this moment right now, that we would diligently seek and search in our own heart to find anything that has taken up room, that's taken up residence, that would keep you from filling us up with your Spirit and your love and your power. And we give you permission this morning to do surgery on us and remove those things right now. So in your own life right now, as you are seeking the face of God in this moment, would you just begin to, in your own way, would you just begin to say the things to him that he needs to remove from your life? Only you know. What is it that he needs to remove from your life? Just begin to say those things to him in your own spirit right now. This is what I need you to remove out of my life, Jesus. I need you to remove fear. I need you to remove anger. I need you to remove lust. I need you to remove depression. I need you to remove anxiety. I need you to remove all of these things. Broken dreams. I need you to remove my broken heart. I need you to remove my broken hopes. Because I know if you can remove all those things, you'll come along and you will fill us to capacity with all that we have need of. Fill us up this morning, Father. Find in us empty and open vessels that you can fill to overflow. Father, I pray that as you fill us up this morning, that what you would accomplish is you would fill us up to this point, not just to the brim, but you would in fact fill us up to overflowing so that we begin to overflow on others. And as we come into contact with people, even in this own body that are going through tough situations and times that have needs, some to come to mind this morning, that we would overflow and we would believe for folks in our body like Jeff. They're in the hospital this morning. We would believe for a complete and total healing in his body, that you would override this infection once and for all, that this wouldn't be an annual thing. This would be the finish of it right here. The doctors would know what to do. Your grace would be sufficient to heal him in this moment. Father, we pray for Marsha Brown's son in this moment, who has a broken bone in his leg and it's causing him extreme pain. We just pray right now that you would bring healing to that leg in the name of Jesus, with no complications, with no long-lasting implications. Father, to others that we may not even be aware of that are standing next to us right now that are struggling, we pray that you would fill us up, that in the next few moments as we love on one another and we welcome one another, that it would be more than just a how are you doing or more than just good to see you this morning, but instead it would be like the arms of Jesus wrapped around us, and in that moment how you filled us up would overflow to those that need that touch this morning. We ask that you would accomplish this in the mighty, the powerful, the filling name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. Would you find two or three people and hug them up this morning and let the love of Jesus fill them up?
It's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.